The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Friday, the 21st of October, 7:05 in the morning. And hey, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That Shasta Regional Medical Center. Carl and Linda Bott. Where is Linda?
Oh.
Okay. Every year we donate a dinner to One Safe Place as a fundraiser at their, whatever they're doing, and people buy the dinner, and they pay an inordinate amount of money for it, for the dinner.
Well, it's a good cause.
Well, it's tomorrow, so Linda's at high hover, setting tables, making sure the house is perfect. My part in that?
Stay out of the way.
I come to work. Get out of her way. Oh. She and Karen, they get in there, and it's like, Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Friday. It's, like I said, the 21st. I got Nathan here. And
good morning.
Good morning. What's the weather look like?
Ooh, the weather. It is looking like it might rain. It is so nice. Okay, well, today, increasing clouds, high near 85. And tonight, it's a 40% chance of showers. It keeps going up. And it's going to be cloudy with a low around 56. Saturday is a 20% chance of showers, mostly sunny, high near 68. Saturday night, mostly clear, low around 44. Sunday, sunny, high near 68. Sunday night, clear, low around 46. And then goes 76, 69, 66. It stays right below 70 almost the rest of the week. It's very nice.
Great. Okay. The weather reports are brought to you by our friends down in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. They've been in the business several decades. They treat their customers like friends. They truly do. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have other specials down there. But give them a call at 530-365-3793. It's Friday. Katrina.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You brought a kitty.
I did bring a little kitty with me today.
Maybe that's why I'm sneezing. I don't think I don't think I'm allergic to cats. I never have before.
Yeah. I brought with me a little guy. He's very special. He's a little three-month-old kitten. He's mostly white, and then he has some, like, gray on his ear and on his tail as well. He's a very handsome little guy.
He's been kind of quiet.
Yeah, he's just chilling.
Is he long hair?
No, he's just short hair.
Is he short hair?
Yeah.
I can't see.
Something really special about him, though, is he did come into us very, very sick. And he had an infection in his eye. And thanks to our Misty Lee Fund, we were able to get him all patched up. So we did have to remove his eye. So he does have one eye. So he is always winking at you.
So cute, though.
He is. And
I'll post pictures soon.
He's perfect. He's really sweet, and he's doing great now and is ready to find his forever home.
Well, we need to get him a forever home. Now, is there any specials on there?
Not for kittens. We are still doing our special for dogs and cats 6 months and over at $25 for their adoption fee. But anyone under 6 months, so like Mr. Swirl here, he would be $75 for his adoption fee.
Okay. Mr. Swirl. You can change it. Swirl.
Swirl. You can definitely change it based on, what ends up feeling right for you.
The cats know their names.
After time, I think they do. But definitely, he's only been with us a little over a month, so I don't think he's super connected to his name yet.
You know, I watch these stupid reels on Facebook. Do you ever do that?
Oh, yeah. Videos?
No, cat videos are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
You know, have you seen one that you put a cucumber beside him? Have you ever seen that?
No.
You know, you sneak up and they're eating or something. You just put a cucumber behind them, you know, and they casually turn around and look at it. They go straight up in the air, and they disappear. They just disappear. They're gone. And I'm thinking, well, a cucumber?
I think it's like a snake or something.
Well, maybe it is. Yeah. My horse still thinks the tape measure, when you open it up, is a snake, rattlesnake. When it hears that, she goes straight up in the air. And I'm like, oh, and I thought, well, I couldn't believe it. I mean, nothing else phases her. When she heard that, that's it. I'm out of here. So, okay. So, do you make an appointment? How do we come in?
Yeah, so we are still doing all of our adoptions by appointment. So you can go ahead and give us a call at 530-241-1653, and we can book you an appointment. And what that does for you is reserves you a visiting room to you, so that way you can meet with a few different candidates and see who's going to be a good match for you.
Okay. Now, we got a lot of dogs.
We do. We have a lot of dogs.
A lot of dogs. You got pups.
We don't have
puppies
any little
go fast. Puppies go fast.
Yeah, they go pretty fast. But most of our dogs, I'd say, are in the age range of like 1, 2 to 3 years old.
Well, you brought a young one in the other day that I didn't realize dogs could fly or go into a hover. Did you notice that? Were you here last Friday?
The dog was
at a hover.
Always?
Well, no. Like, I mean, he would just his feet were off the ground and he'd be looking around. It was like he had little wings on him.
Red Bull.
Okay, I may be
gives you dog wings.
Oh yeah, that's right. No, he was a great little dog. You still have him?
No, Cloud did get adopted.
Cloud got adopted.
Yes, she did.
Cool.
Very cool. Very
Wait a
happy
minute.
For her.
Am I paying for that?
No.
Or was that a freebie?
No, her adoption fee is different than the ones that are under the promotion.
Oh, okay.
So it was a different okay. range.
Great.
Yeah.
You ever get anybody try to ever drop off like? Snakes.
Yeah,
you used to have snakes there. A couple
we actually
times.
Had a snake recently, and then a staff member adopted it. So got a home.
Yeah. Well, hey, you want to put him out in the barn where he's probably got mice. You know what? The snake's happy because he just sits out there and hunts.
Right.
Okay. Any other news?
Yeah, actually, I know we made a post about it, but in case you missed it, we have started up our trap neuter release program again.
Mm-hmm.
So that is for feral cats. So how that works is it's Monday through Thursday. If you trap a feral, you can bring in up to 2 with you at one time. It is first come, first serve, so you need to show up between about 7:15 and 8 in the morning at our vet hospital, and then it's $45 for them to get fixed, to be get a rabies vaccine, and to get their ear tipped as well. So definitely a good thing.
So
we pay
to have those feral cats done, huh? Where are our tax dollars going? They're going to charge us $1 an hour for parking. They should bump it up to $1.50 so we can take care of the feral
cats.
Right?
You know, the city council. Sometimes I just go, "You guys are great," and in the same meeting I go, "What the are you thinking of?" Anyway, but life's like that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Has nothing to do with Haven Humane. Okay, so the people, here's the idea behind feral cats. If you just take them and get rid of them, another cat moves in. If you spay or neuter them and put them back in the same spot, yeah, you still got a cat. But that cat will keep other unfixed cats out of the area for the most part.
Yes, and it does help.
And they can't
definitely.
Breathe.
Exactly. It
and
helps not grow the colony.
It is a slow method. They did it on an island, and it took a while, but they wiped out the feral cat population.
Wow.
Yeah. Ask Mark about it. He's talking about it on the show. That's where he got the idea. Okay. Thank you very much.
Of course.
Do people get a hold of you?
Go ahead and give us a call, 530-241-1653.
Okay. Thank you very much, and good luck, Swirly. Right away, your name would be changed to, you know what, Pirate.
Oh,
this is Pirate. You like that?
or patches?
Yeah. No, it'd be Pirate because he's put a little patch over his eye.
Right.
And you know what?
Gets a little eye patch.
You know when he comes in, he goes, "Marr."
A cat is going to go.
He goes, "Rarr." He goes, "Rarr, mateys." Okay. It's Friday. You got to excuse me. Okay. Thanks very much, honey. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. You know, it's Redding's dish premier local retailer, and they've been doing this, providing the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. Doug Tooley, it's a better-known business. He's a great guy. And they've got all types of specials, all types of things going on. Don't call the 800 number. No, keep it local. He does a great job. Keep it local. Call 530-241-3474. That's BNT Satellite. We'll be right back with some pithy comments.
Real pithy?
Pretty pithy. God, here's...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics. I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kallstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kallstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kallstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our communities when minutes matter.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all.
Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Let's do a Western and rodeo today.
Rodeo theme. All
yeah,
right.
See if you, let's do a rodeo theme today.
I can do that.
See if you
can.
I'm challenging. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented.
What was that?
Dedicated. And it is truly a community bank because it's, you know, locally owned, the local board of directors. They've been in the business 15 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. And we do our business with Cornerstone. Very, very good people. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay. Things are going on. Our website's been down. It hasn't been down. It's been up. But it had, due to a problem we had, it reverted back to last year. So all the new shows in the archives just disappeared. We have pictures of shows have been, you know, been off the air for 6, 7, 8 months. And the new ones didn't make it, but our webmaster working really hard on this, got it back up, and it's 99% and a half percent finished. I just noticed that there was one entry in here that I've got to have them adjust. But everything else is up. All the archives are up. So the people that have been calling, the people who have been texting, the people have stopped by, everything's back up. You can now go back to your favorite archives and see what happened. Okay. The Reading City Council has put Reading in the lead for the California's, one of the California homeless projects. And before you get excited about that, and they're, what it is the working with the Partnership Health Plan to administrate the, to administer the state's Housing and Homeless Incentive Program, or HHIP, which would bring $7.5 million to the city if specific goals are met. I was there when they were talking about it. And frankly, I was, and I heard that they were, you know, doing something for homeless housing, housing for homeless. I thought, well, we've got to do something. It's got to be a multi-level approach. And the housing can't just be at the jail, okay? Because a lot of the homeless don't deserve to be in jail. But then here's the question is, why isn't Shasta County doing this? They've got a Health and Human Services with a $3 million budget and people. And here's another, you know, this is right up their alley. Well, the reason they're not doing it is Health and Human Services is woefully short in people. They are, how do they put it? Undermanned. And so the funds there are available, and each agency is going to salute, you know, has to step up. And as Pat Minturn said, we salute the city for stepping up and taking on this funding stream as the county does with other funding streams. So, you know, the county and the city, you know, sniping at each other. It's okay. Shasta County's acting Health and Human Services director said she had spoke with Tippin before the city agreed to take on the program. So, what's this mean? Partnership Health Plan, as you know, is for Medicaid, Medicare, and So we're stepping up. We're going to see what it is. That's just the first thing that's happening. Okay, Dustin, good morning. Hello, Dustin?
Oh, sorry.
Hello, Dustin.
No, this is Jason.
Oh, Jason. Well, he wrote Dustin. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Well, Dustin's the other coach.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Are you here to be talking to Ethan?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put you back on hold because you've got six more. Or you can call back right at 7:30 so you don't have to hold. He comes up at 7:30. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank
All right. You.
You
bet. Okay. Avelo Airlines with great fanfare and $39 each way. Flights to Las Vegas is ending. There was not enough people flying to Las Vegas. So that's ending, I think it's, we'll look it up. It's like December. And if you have tickets for after that, they'll refund your money. So, and it's mainly not enough people, but you can ride through that. But the cost of fuel has gone up astronomically, as we all know. And it's not just Avelo Airlines that's cutting out cities and flights and all this. It's all airlines. So we don't have that nonstop to Vegas now. What are you going to do on the weekends?
there's some very nice bars that are going to miss me.
We used to work in Vegas, right?
Yeah. For about 12 years.
You were a bartender.
Yeah.
So tell me your favorite bartender store.
Oh, from Las Vegas. I don't think we can do that.
Well, okay, well, tell me a clean one. They can go out over the semi-clean. You know, this is our show. What's worse, bachelor party, bachelorette party?
Oh, bachelorette party.
And why?
Oh, okay, so it is a lot of fun when people are out there and being themselves, but for some reason, bachelorette parties, they always go too hard. They drink too much. They bring in a lot of drama. And at the end of the day, there is just a lot more glitter to, like, clean up afterwards. It's just hard. And they always ask for, like, 1,000 drinks that you don't really know. So you kind of just make them up. And they made them up in the first place. So it's kind of a toss back and forth of, like, well, I think it was pink. I think it was green.
I want section the beach. Yeah, we all do. But that's a drink, right?
Yeah, that's a drink.
Okay, and there's others, but I can't even say it. On the radio here. And I can imagine that because, okay, what's the one rule that every man should know, or one piece of information every man should know if you're in a bar?
How to get out?
If you're having a great time, there's people in the bar.
Right.
Usually big burly guys with, you know, noses are pushed to the side will help you out. Now, if you see women dancing with their hands straight up in the air
and
going,
danger zone.
Danger zone. don't get angry. Linda says the same thing. She says, arms up. Okay. Avelo Airlines is going to stop their flights on December 15th. And if you have reservations beyond that, they will refund. Let's talk about, I've only got like a minute left. There are a lot of things about parking downtown with a change in these parking rates that could have severe impacts on Reading in the short and long term. I didn't realize that until I talked to expert on this yesterday. And we're gonna address that, not today, we don't have time, but next week. We're going to try and get the guy that did the parking plan from the city, and he's more than willing to come on to try and explain how it works, impact it has on people, and et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to talk to him. But early next week, we'll talk about, you know, one of the maybe the unforeseen consequences of raising that hourly rate from 20 cents to $1 an hour. Anyway, let's take a break. When we come back, we are introducing our show, our new show. our new segment, I should say, with Ethan Hansen, who's the sports reporter over at Record Searchlight. He's going to have a 30-minute segment every Friday, and he's going to talk about local sports. And we're going to start with that right after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster is truly from the old school. I mean, this guy, there's nothing about repairing windshields this man does not know. He won't take chances with your safety. He can fix it whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. If you want a free inspection analysis of your windshield before it starts getting really cold because you have a chip in there and you get water and it freezes, it could expand that chip into a large crack. So take your car or truck or RV down to 3208 South Market Street or give them a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jack Munns, candidate for Reading City Council. It's time we make Reading a stronger and safer city. Born and raised in Reading, I spent 21 years in law enforcement and city government. I have seen firsthand the effects of crime, homelessness on families, and city government. This experience uniquely qualifies me to help serve our city to become a place where we are not overrun by crime, homelessness, and poor economic conditions. I'm Jack Munns, a husband and a father of two teenagers. I desire to serve our city and community in order to create the environment we need to raise our families in peace and prosperity. In order for this to happen, it requires us to make tough but necessary decisions for the betterment of Reading. I'm Jack Munns, and now is the time to take action to see Reading be a model of practical and effective change to those around us. Join me and vote on November 8th and let us take the next step towards a stronger and safer city. Again, I'm Jack Munns and would love your vote for Reading City Council. I'm Jack Munns and this ad was paid for by Jack Munns for Reading City Council.
Like mysteries and treasure? Come on down to Wind River Resort and Casino for the Tribal Treasure Mystery Bonus Progressive.
With a chance to win up to $75,000.
The more you play, the better your chances of winning.
Must-use River Club card.
There are two jackpot levels with Latin level starting at $2,000 and must hit by $10,000. Shasta level starts at $10,000 and must hit by $75,000. Look for stickers with all three tribal symbols on qualifying slot machines and play to win using your River Club card. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
Paid for by the committee to elect Aaron Reznor, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Hi, I'm Amarjit Singh, and I'm running for Anderson City Council. I have been part of the Anderson community for the past 16 years with my family. I work for the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency and have volunteered for many community organizations over the past 20 years. As a member of the Anderson City Council, I focus on improving the health, safety, and infrastructure. As Anderson continues to grow, so does the need for more non-profit organizations to help those living below the poverty lines. There's a need for counseling center to support those affected by domestic violence. Also part of my short-term future plans would be a free homework club, a free computer literacy program, free daycare, part-time jobs for local teens, and a cooling center. I would like to build on the city's success by supporting new businesses and local law enforcement and their efforts to reduce crime, including arson, drug abuse, and homelessness. I plan to introduce more services for veterans and seniors. Vote for me, Amarjit Singh, for Anderson City Council.
Paid for by the committee to elect Amarjit Singh for Anderson City Council.
Hey, Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Pink Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, during our rodeo music day. Good morning. It's 7:35 in the morning. Carl Bott here. 10/21, October the 21st. And the temperature is, I'm thinking it's got to be in the low 50s.
Right, I would now say so.
And it's
I
going up to what today?
My thing. It's only going up to, like, you know, let me grab my piece of paper right here that tells me. Today it's actually going to be high near 85.
Okay, so. And we've got a chance of rain tonight and tomorrow. So
yes.
Great. Okay, I'm here with Ethan Hansen. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you so much for joining me, man. Hopefully I'm not popping these mics.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You know, Ethan stepped in to be our... We had two groups of radio announcers this summer, and Ethan stepped in and did a great job. You are the sports reporter for the Record Searchlight. And he and I were talking, you know what? We need a local sports program. And, or maybe he told me that we need a local sports program. And I said, I got the station if you've got the program. And he does. So thanks so much for joining us. And this is going to be a weekly thing on Fridays from 7:30 to 8.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Carl.
It's all yours, buddy.
Yes, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 530 Blitz. I am so happy to join you here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And right now we're about to unveil our guests for tonight's Friday night game of the week as you prep. Hosts West Valley, the winner for the NAL Northern Athletic League title. So joining me is UPrep coach Dustin Fortenberry, along with West Valley coach Jason Weston. Can you hear me, guys? How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning.
Is that you, coach?
Got it. Yep.
Awesome. All right, well, let's just get started here, and Dustin, I'll lead you off since you are the hosting team. You're 7-0, 2-0 in the Northern Athletic League. Your team is on a 20-game winning streak, so let's first of all let's break it down, Coach. You know, you lost players like Connor Gilbreth, you lose a guy like Carter Abel, and then all of a sudden you're wondering, well, how is this team going to all of a sudden bounce back, and yet you filled the gap so beautifully, and the beat has just rolled on. What do you credit that to, Coach?
Well, first of all, Ethan, thanks for having us on. It's cool what you're doing for our communities, and it's pretty neat. I think that we always talk about that, you know, we have an obligation to the past and a responsibility to the future. And I think that the only people that knew that we were going to have some kids that would come in and scrap and fight, and, you know, we're going to lose kids again after this year, too, right? Every year you lose kids. So answering that call and stepping up and, you know, meeting the demands that we put on them is a huge credit to these now seniors that were juniors last year and some of our underclassmen that are contributing as well.
Sorry about that. Little technical difficulties.
One moment, yeah.
Stand by. Yeah, so, and thank you so much, Coach, and thanks for bringing up that point, and, you know, just really the resiliency and the balance of your program. Now to Jason Weston. Coach, you were an assistant last season, and now the reins have been hand it over to you. And, man, it's been a fun last 4 weeks. You're on a four-game winning streak after starting off the season 0-3. What do you credit, you know, this sort of bounce back and being able to see the kind of football we're seeing? This is a West Valley team, by the way, that is averaging 50 points per game in its last four games. And defensively is getting the job done as well.
First off, I'm going to echo what Coach Fortenberry said and say thank you for having our program on. I appreciate the opportunity. And then, you know, Ethan, I've already told you this before, so I don't want to repeat myself just to you, but we really started leaning on our culture and stopped, you know, necessarily worrying about necessarily this, that, X and O, this and that. We want to, you know, we have a lot of athleticism. We have a lot of speed on our roster, and we needed to put guys in spots where they could succeed. And once we started doing that, the boys bought in, and obviously we've been on a good little roll, and we hope to continue that moving forward, not just tonight, but, you know, as we prepare for the rest of the league schedule and moving into playoffs too.
And man, oh man, you're talking about a big game. Two teams undefeated in league, and, you know, if you weren't at the UPrep West Valley volleyball game yesterday, it's going to tell you everything you need to know about what is going to happen on Friday night. I mean, this is going to be just a fun, fun, fan-filled event. Two teams who have performed exponentially this season. And you know what? We're ready for this show. So, guys, let's break it down like this. Talking about, without giving away Mama's secret recipe, your week of practice and, you know, just sort of the focus. How tuned in are your players, you know, coming into this week and really understanding what is at stake? A Northern Athletic League title and a chance to, you know, have some local bragging rights at the same time.
Who are we going to first?
And let's go to you, Coach Jason Weston.
Okay. This was, from our coaches to our players, this was our most focused week of practice, which is obviously a wonder as you go into a week like this where we know what's on the line. The first thing I am going to say, and I think Coach Fortenberry will agree with me, is, you know, the whole rhetoric about this being the league title, this is the third game. We have five. And we've seen plenty of teams, obviously, not necessarily finish the job after they win a big one like this. So just understand, you know, our preparation is obviously to compete against a 7-0 team, and obviously a team that we feel is going to be there in the playoffs as well. We're probably going to have to see them twice. But I would just say that in terms of my evaluation of this week of practice, we prepared as if this were a playoff game, if not the section championship. We're using this as a great opportunity to move forward and obviously respecting the NAL as well.
Coach Fortenberry, your turn.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that we, very similarly, we had a focused week of practice. Obviously, it's our homecoming, so plenty of distractions. I was very proud. I am proud of our program and how we were able to focus for our hour and a half to 2.5 hours we had every day together, with a lot of noise and a lot of distractions outside of what we can control. So, again, what Coach said is correct. I mean, I'm certainly not looking forward to what's after this week. We're just focused on, and we've been focused on this game, and then we'll go from there. But yeah, as far as the week of preparation, again, very focused, you know, very intense, but also, you know, we try to encourage our kids to enjoy the moment, right? Not everybody gets to play in big games like this. Not everybody gets the crowd like you talked about, even the volleyball game last night. Those things are special. So we make sure we encourage our kids to enjoy the journey and look around and be thankful they're in this moment, because it is a blessed thing to have this opportunity tonight.
Okay. This is great. I'm loving this, but we do have to take a break so we can keep the show on the air. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Hubert of Estate Granite is truly an artisan when it comes to working with marble, granite, slate, any of the tiles, any of these things. He can completely redo your kitchen, so it becomes a work of art. That's Mike Huber. He works by appointment only because, as you can imagine, he's pretty busy. If you want to set up a free consultation and talk to him about what you want to do and set up a date, give him a call at 530-241-STONE or learn more at estategranite.com. And it's a veteran-owned business, and Michael, I know you're listening. The archives are back up. We'll be right back.
You can buy me a boat. You can buy me a truck to pull. You can buy me a KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
Three city council candidates who all received financial contributions and endorsements from Councilmember Julie Winter, Bethel Church elder, have publicly supported sale of the convention center and rodeo grounds. Under state law, it is illegal to sell or lease this public riverfront property without including a deed restriction requiring low-income housing. I do not support any type of housing at this location. If you want to keep these public lands for public use, then I encourage you to re-elect me as your council member.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael DeQuisto to Reading City Council 2022.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it's our first session, our first show of our sports segment with Ethan Hansen. And Ethan, take it away.
Thanks, Carl. Welcome back to the 530 Blitz. And once again, I'm joined by West Valley coach Jason Weston and UPrep coach Dustin Fortenberry. So now let's talk about the players and how they're going to impact this game. And again, you're talking about two talented athletic teams. You guys got to come out and support. So let's talk about Coach Weston. Let's talk about Noah Mason first. You know, he is your quarterback, a guy that has led your team, you know, through the ups, through the downs from last season, and now to the success you're having here in the NAL. Let's talk about Noah and the leadership that he's been bringing to your squad this year.
Well, Noah has a very tough job because he's a three-year captain, and I don't care what program you're in, that obviously sets a pretty high bar, especially with the team that, you know, we have very high expectations for this season, and that puts a lot of weight on his shoulders, and he's done a fantastic job. Obviously, you've mentioned the scoring and the stats and our results the past few weeks, and that's a direct result of his leadership and his ability to get better as a leader, but not only that, as a football player. And obviously, wherever we go, he's going to take us there, and along with the rest of the captains and our skilled players, line top down. But at the same time, Noah's done a great job for us, and I look forward to what he can do tonight and moving forward.
Dustin, you're starting a junior quarterback, and this kid, Sawyer Hokanson, has just played with such maturity and such calmness. What is it about him that allowed you to trust a junior like him with your offense to guide this team?
Well, first of all, as you know, it takes a whole team, takes the offensive line, takes everybody. So we trust Sawyer like we trust all of our players. They do the right things off the field first, and we're much more concerned with who they are as young men than they are football players. It always helps when they're good at football also. But Sawyer's doing a good job. He is, you know, taking our offense by the reins. But as you know, we're a balanced attack. Coach Angley does a great job with our offense of both run and pass. But Sawyer is just a heady kid. He's pretty calm, cool, collected, and is very consistent, which is great out of a junior athlete.
Now, the matchup you're going to want to watch tonight is especially the run game. UPrep senior Ryan Diab, a kid who just can move left, move right, very, very sturdy, breaks tackles. And then for West Valley, you have an athlete like Niall Raby. So, Coach, Coach Fortenberry, I'll bounce it back to you with Ryan. I've seen him, you know, in practice. I've seen him in games. But what makes, you know, a running back like him so capable of just driving the ball, moving it upfield, and you know, when he's got to, you know, fight tooth and nail to grind for every yard sometimes?
Yeah, you know, Ryan's a rare breed, man. He's a tough kid. Yeah, again, he's a smart kid, but he's also very humble, and that's something we talk about almost every day, right? Staying humble, staying hungry towards whatever's next. He'd be the first to thank his offensive line and his pass game, which also helps our run game, right? But he's just a tremendous kid. We're very blessed to have him in our program, but honestly, these are kids you want to be around. These are kids. Ryan's one of many that are just fun. It makes us excited to go to work, excited to coach and to teach these kids in the classroom. And Ryan, as far as his running skills, yes, those will transcend probably beyond high school is what we imagine. And we're just excited that he's on our team.
Now, Coach Weston, to Niall, kid who's a wrestler, kid who comes from that gritty, you know, background. You know, I mean, he's a two-sport athlete, one of the area's top wrestlers. What is it that you've liked out of him this year as far as his senior year and really being able to, you know, take on a little bit more both on the offensive end and defensive end?
Yeah, Niall is what I appreciate this year is his positivity. He's really been a senior leader for us that comes in every single day and keeps kids focused and makes sure that we're, you know, taking every rep or practice seriously. I really appreciate that from him. Niall, we call him Debo, obviously for Debo Samuel and the things that guy can do for the Niners. Niall is someone who, you know, I showed him the documentary You Don't Know Bo from ESPN, and everything that Bo Jackson did, he said, I want to do. And that's just his mentality. The guy goes home, lifts weights after already, you know, our football class. He's just a workaholic when it comes to football. He has high goals for himself, and luckily they're paying off for him, and I hope that obviously that continues. And he's kind of our heartbeat. But at the same time, like Coach Fortenberry said, it is a team effort. So Niall makes Braden Bishop better. Niall makes Logan Rasmussen better. Niall makes Noah better. And that's how it is. So we appreciate everything he's done for us, obviously, and it's going to be a team effort going forward, and he's going to be right there in the mix.
Absolutely. Beautiful points by both coaches. Thank you, Dustin. Thank you, Coach Weston. And I like to say, too, that, you know, North State football, it starts and ends with your offensive and defensive line. I mean, you got to be able, like you both mentioned, none of the position players can gain the yards without having big guys to push the pylon, push forward, you know, create gaps. And for you, Coach Weston, you got a sophomore named Jesus Cervantes, who I've been so impressed with his IQ, his speed, his strength. Why have you been able to just bring him up and trust him so much in leading this defense, despite him being a sophomore?
Well, and that's the thing is, he's blending in. He's acting like a senior, and that's how he's been. We saw that in him as a freshman last year. He was the most physical player on the field most games as a freshman, and obviously that's one trait that we hope translated, and it has. The biggest thing is after last week's game against Lassen, I left an annotation on Huddle for him that said he has the highest motor on our defense, because there's a lot of times, and we've moved him around. He's been a middle linebacker, outside linebacker, and defensive line, and you know, we trust him to go to any spot at any point in the game. But there was a point last week where he was the opposite defensive tackle on a play to the opposite sideline, and he's the one that ultimately made the tackle, and that's resonated all season long. So his motor and his willingness to be physical are just transcending, you know, what we see in most sophomores. So appreciate his effort.
Coach Fortenberry, the guy that stood out for me this week just watching your practices is Devin Hugel. This is a guy that just gets after the ball, that loves to compete both on the offensive and defensive line, whether it's, you know, creating a block to open up a hole for Diab, or, you know, it's just making a tackle. Just such a physical guy. And that's a matchup between Jesus and Devin that I'm really looking forward to. What's something, though, that you see, you know, from Devin that we don't get to see maybe as media members come into practice, understanding what makes him a good football player?
Devin is a tremendous sophomore player. I think that one thing that has really been unique about him is he's probably harder on himself than we are, which is a unique trait for a high school kid, let alone a sophomore, right? He's constantly critiquing. You know, we grade film, and he grades out, and almost every time he's graded out harder than what we have for his grades. So he has very high standards, as we do for our whole team. But he's done a great job this year, and we're looking forward to the future with him. And honestly, he leans a lot on his seniors, too, Renan Beck and Cody Raffle and the other kids around him on the offensive and defensive line. He does a great job of not only putting forth the effort, but also listening and learning from others around him, which is a great trait.
Yeah, before we start talking about the players, and, you know, we're going to, you know, touch on two more players from each program, just as far as the mental preparation, knowing, you know, what is at stake, and just seeing, you know, sort of the town look at these two very talented teams and really seeing, you know, who gets a chance to, you know, prove who maybe is a little bit better at the end. But what has the mental preparation been like, you know, Coach, given the fact that it is not just a tremendous team like West Valley, but, you know, it is your homecoming. There's a lot of things at play for you.
Yeah, you know, I'm fortunate to have inherited this. I did not create this. Coach Trueblood created this many years ago. But, you know, the most important play is the next play. And so having them be grounded and in the moment, and understanding that, you know, it's not some gigantic thing ahead of us. It's just one play at a time, one preparation at a time. And we've talked all week about, you know, you have to win the day in the classroom, then you got to win the day on the practice field, and the way you behave. All those things are constant reminders. And when you take it by one step at a time and one thing at a time, even in the classroom, it's far less daunting, far less overwhelming, and our kids seem to buy into that. Not too high in the highs, not too low in the lows. There's sure to be plenty of emotion tonight in such a big game for these kids, but understanding that just staying grounded and being consistent. It goes a long ways for teenagers.
Coach Weston, looks like we're almost out of time here. Thank you so much, Carl, for having us here on KCNR. We'll continue this conversation more, hopefully next week here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Yeah. Hey, Ethan, thanks a lot, and coaches, thanks a lot, and good luck, and have a great game. Hey, we're going to take a break for the news, and House of Realty will join us right after the news.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Several British lawmakers are jockeying for support to become the country's next leader following the resignation of Prime Minister Liz Truss. Retiree Anne Gorham says Truss's resignation reflects poorly on Britain.
Everything just went up in the air, so we feel we've... I just feel like the country's lost, and it's terrible, terrible feeling, isn't it?
The governing Conservative Party has ordered a lightning-fast race that aims to have a new prime minister in place within a week. Ukraine's Army General Staff says as many as 2,000 Russian draftees have poured into the Kherson region to replenish losses and strengthen units on the front line. Ukrainian forces have continued to pile the pressure on Russian positions in occupied Kherson, targeting resupply routes across the Dnieper River. As the impact of extended pandemic school closures becomes clear, some educators and parents have regrets.
Pandemic learning loss is controversial, but the casualties of Zoom school are real. Preliminary test scores from around the country confirm that for many students, the longer they studied remotely, the less they learned. Nationally, kids whose schools met mostly online in the 2020-21 school year performed 13 percentage points lower in math and 8 percentage points lower in reading, according to a 2022 study by Brown University. But former Los Angeles school superintendent Austin Buettner cautions against second guessing the closures. He says it's easy with hindsight to say, oh, learning loss, we should have opened, but people forget how many people died. I'm Jennifer King.
Politically connected billionaires from Russia and Venezuela are at the center of a 49-page criminal indictment that reads like a how-to guide on circumventing U.S. Sanctions. The charges were unveiled this week in New York against seven individuals. On Wall Street, the Dow's ahead 149.5 points. The Nasdaq, meanwhile, is down 16. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Losing your family's home movies and photos would be devastating. That's why Legacy Box exists, to preserve your family's recorded moments digitally, ensuring they're safe forever. Think of the time and money your family invested to capture family vacations, birthdays, even your wedding. Recording a lifetime of memories was a commitment. Camcorders cost thousands, and cameras required film and development. Legacy Box is the final step to preserve your family's past. Thankfully, it doesn't require another big investment. Legacy Box is safe, simple, and affordable. Over 1 million families have trusted Legacy Box to convert their analog media to digital. You owe it to your family to safeguard your memories. Become your family's hero and save them before it's too late. For a limited time, Legacy Box is offering an exclusive discount when you go to legacybox.com/LBOX. That's legacybox.com/LBOX.
Former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, says the Biden administration has come up with a number of false narratives to explain an influx of illegals at the U.S.-Mexico border.
First of all, it's Trump's fault. Trump's dismantled the system. Then it was climate change. Remember that? Then it was seasonal. Remember that? Now the other day they're saying, well, it's because Republicans are talking about an open border. That's music to the ears of cartels. They're sending more people. They won't tell the truth to the American people.
Homan was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Italian leader Giorgia Meloni says she and her allies have asked the nation's president to give her the mandate to assemble a new government. Meloni and her allies met briefly with Sergio Mattarella on Friday at the presidential palace. If Meloni succeeds in forming a government, Italy would have its first conservative government since the end of World War II. News and analysis at townhall.com. Israeli officials are coming under fire from Ukraine concerning its war with Russia. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Ukrainian officials are outraged at Israel's refusal to provide it with weapons despite repeated pleas and cajoling by President Vladimir Zelensky himself. This despite an announcement by Israeli Defense Minister Benny Gantz of a humanitarian aid package for the besieged nation that includes a sophisticated smart missile defense system. Despite Israeli assurances that the system will save lives, as has been demonstrated in Israel, some Ukrainian leaders are quoted by media as dismissing Jerusalem's package as being too little, too late, but hoping some intense lobbying of Israel's prime minister will change the decision. Despite the disappointment over weapons, Kyiv has a long-standing request to Israel for the anti-missile system. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Friday, the 21st of October, 8:05 in the morning. The news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Healthcare starts here. Your health, your choice. We're here with Nathan. And Nathan, give us quickly.
Morning.
Give us the weather.
The weather.
Oh, kind of a synopsis.
Oh, okay. Just a quick one. All right. Well, we got a high around 85 today and a low with a 40% chance of showers tonight around 52. Saturday is going to be high with a 67 and a low around 41 with another chance of rain. Sunday is a high near 67, low around 42. Monday, high of 75, low around 46, and it stays that way the rest of the week.
Wow. Okay. Let's hope we get the rain. We need it. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives outstanding service to their customers. They treat their customers as warm friends is their byline, but, you know, they'd have a lot of great deals down there, discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, there's a lot of great deals they have. That's Shasta Gas Propane, and it is you can reach them at 530-365-3793. On the line is Susan Eastman from Stiefel Investments. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are in the green after an hour and a half of trading. Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 130 points at 30,466. The S&P 500 is positive 8 points at 3,674. And the NASDAQ Composite gaining 30 points at 10,645. Active stocks this morning, AT&T up 23 cents. Trading at $16.95 per share. Tesla up 248 at $209.74. Apple positive $1.25, trading at $144.62. Stocks of local interest, FedEx, up $2.58 at $152.72. UPS positive $2.49, trading at $163.38. PepsiCo up 32 cents at $171.78 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 4.2%. And over to commodities, gold is up $10 an ounce at $1,653. Silver up 14 cents at $19.16 per ounce. And crude oil is priced at $84 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stiefel Nicholas & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, go out there and make money for your clients.
I'm gonna break out dancing. It's green today.
Well, yeah, I mean,
let's see what happens next week.
Which is this afternoon. I don't know why next week.
Or 5 to 1 starts the turn. Everyone have a great weekend. Thank you.
You bet, Susan. Susan Eastman, Stiefel Investments, First Vice President Investments. She's located at 2701 Park Marina Drive. You can reach her at 530-244-7199. Okay. I'm here with Cameron Middleton from House of Realty.
But good morning.
Before we get started with that, get out to vote. Voter registration and meet the candidates is going to be this Sunday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the River Park Amphitheater near the Sundial Bridge in Reading. So, good way to register, and I'll do all those other things. And I don't know if it's all the candidates, so it's local candidates. I mean, Governor Newsom will not be there. But I understand Newsom and Daley are going to have a debate which is, you know, Newsom's going to accuse Daley of wanting to take away a woman's right to an abortion. I'll tell you that right now. That'll be one of the things he says. Only thing Daley has to do is read the headlines. He doesn't have to say another word. Gas prices, homelessness, people moving out of California, sanctuary city. He just has to read headlines.
Electric grid.
Electric grid. The train to nowhere. I mean, all he has to do is just read headlines. And he says, okay, my 2 minutes? He reads a headline. Okay, you want to answer that? Anyway, good. I'm here, like I said, with Cameron Milton. Before we start, I do have a story. Everybody knows we have a horse. Well, somehow she got nicked up and some swelling. Not a lot. She's not favoring it or anything, but so there's some swelling. So what do you do when you have swelling? You put ice on it, right? Well, I have a boot that you keep in the freezer, and it's really cold, and it's a gel, and you put it around their legs, and it, you know, helps reduce swelling. Now, I've never used that with her before. I've used cold water on her. I've taken icy bandages and wrapped around it. So when I started to put it on her, she was kind of hesitant. So I just rubbed it all over her, and she saw it, and I put it on. She let me fasten it around with the Velcro. She didn't like that. She literally kicked that off, and it went clear. Not part way. Clear across the corral. Clear across the corral. And I went, oh, I'm glad I wasn't. You know, of course, as soon as she started acting up, went right to her head. She didn't do anything while I was down underneath it. She, you know, even though it was probably bothering her. As soon as I moved away, she fired, and that thing went 60 feet. 67 feet. And I just had a friend that turned the horse loose, and the horse snorted and bucked and broke 3 bones in her hand when he kicked.
Oh,
and, oh yeah. And it wasn't like her
no
hand
more
was,
riding for
her,
you.
Well, no. She, are you kidding? She's got a cast on it. Up on that horse again. Not that horse. That wasn't her horse that did it either. So anyway, but to put something on it, you want to protect the wound. So I have, you know, things that you can just spray on. And I had this new one. And when I looked at it and I shook it up because it's kind of one of those pressure things. When I pushed the button on it, it just kind of oozed out. And when it came out, it was that blue stuff. It went over my hand. And,
yeah.
And I've read articles that it doesn't work, and I've read other articles it does, but that one went right into the trash can because I've been scrubbing on my fingers now for 18 hours, and they are still purple.
Yeah, they are.
I thought I'd start off with just so that people relax a little bit before you hit them with the great news.
Well, I'm just glad you were in the right place and not in the wrong place when the horse decided to kick. And as we say in real estate, it's location, location, location. So I'm just...
Oh, no. When she started, when I tightened it, and her head kind of came around, and I went, ooh. So I just moved out and then let her do her thing, and I picked it up, and I put it back in this nice little plastic cover and put it right back in the freezer. Okay, let somebody else use that. Okay. She is obviously not a boot type of girl with ice in it.
Clearly.
Clearly. Okay. What's it look like? What's it looking like out there? I'm reading so many things where housing prices, you know, in areas that are really hot, just it went stopped and then prices dropped.
Well, it's a little touchy right now. You know, just the value of horse property in Shasta County dropped 5% in the last 5 minutes due to that story. So I think demand has definitely decreased. But in terms of interest rates, as we talk about each month, we're now at a 7.37 for a 30-year fix, I think was the benchmark as of about an hour ago. And so we are seeing softening demand, no question. Where we're really seeing it is in the upper end. So higher-end homes have definitely decreased now, I would say, in value locally.
You say it's increased?
Decrease. Yeah. Okay. So we've seen an actual decrease in value. Uh-huh. On the lower end, there's still a bit of a steadiness. The odd part is our inventory. So our inventory now has been in the mid-700s. I think as of now, it's 737.
Yeah.
And
but it's usually in the 12s. Is that right?
Right. And we got down into the 3s.
We got down in the 3s.
And we've been up in the 7s all summer. Since it really increased in May, June, we've been holding flat on our inventory. Now, a lot of different reasons for that. Some is that there are more homes coming on the market, but and some are still selling. We still have sales. Now, nationwide, the outlook is definitely in terms of new construction, home building, home starts are down considerably. A lot of the large national home builders are really scaling back. And
the reason for that is?
Just lack of demand for the new homes. So, again, at that rate, they're just – and with the cost of materials and everything else, these houses aren't penciling. They're not able to make a profit on the home that they paid so much for the lumber, so much for the Romex, so much for the plumbing, cement, everything else. Now they're at a point where they're not able to turn the profit on that house. There isn't that outsized demand for it anymore. So I think that – and, again, all this, we're always trying to look 3, 6 months, 12 months out – I think what you're going to start to see, although Hurricane Ian does play a short-term role in this, but with that decline in the new construction, I think we're going to start to see material prices drop to a degree. Now, oil and the price of gas is always a huge factor in that, but commodities are generally dropping. I think if we have less demand for the home builders, you're going to start to see lumber, wiring, copper, a lot of things start
windows,
to decrease.
Windows, everything that goes along with it.
Windows. Yeah. And again, Hurricane Ian is a factor. A lot of materials are going to be going to Florida.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
A ton. So, but it is, so nationwide, again, you look at the large cities that have been hot for years. Vegas, Austin, Texas, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Boise, some of the other places in Tennessee that have really seen a huge influx now over the course of several years and extremely hot over the last two, they're starting to see real price declines.
Okay.
And so nationwide, we're going to see some of that. Locally, it's a different market. But I want to get into it a little bit after the break in terms of what some of the differences are. So.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as recognized by the Watson Health Institute. One of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare and a whole plethora of areas there. And the fact is that they are bringing on, 23 or 24 residents for a 3 years program here. So we'll have, at the hospital be a teaching hospital with 24 residents that learn about internal medicine and other things. And all that starts next year, right? You know, with the residency at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'll be right back with Cameron Middleton.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Remember when filling up the gas tank didn't cost an arm and a leg? Me too.
Assemblywoman Megan Daly.
That's why I support suspending the gas tax, to provide immediate relief from high gas prices and put money back in the pockets of working families.
Megan is focused on real-life issues impacting families, reducing the high cost of living, making items like food, gas, and diapers less expensive.
And like you, I'm tired of the wildfires and smoke that plague our region.
That's why Assemblywoman Megan Daly led efforts to improve forest management, put more firefighters on the front lines, and secured millions to help fire victims and communities recover. Megan's good work has earned her the endorsements of the California Professional Firefighters and California Correctional Peace Officers Associations.
California has to do better. That's why I'm fighting to fix the policies that have failed us all. Let's get California back on track and be sure to turn in your ballot.
Megan Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Megan Daly for Assembly 2022.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Only two more working days till Monday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As you know, the stock market has been
amazing.
Yep. Erratic.
Oh,
right. Erratic at best. And how about that retirement plan and 401k? My son-in-law has just taken a bath in it, and my daughter's lost money in it. How about your retirement plan and your 401? You want a free review and evaluation? Give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. And that's exactly what they'll get. They'll look at it, and if they think it's okay, yeah, it's going good, they'll let you know. But if you need some changes, they'll let you know that. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Judy Maxwell has been doing this since 1993 in our community, and she treats her customers as friends. She's really good people. I'm here with another good person, Cameron Middleton, from House of Realty, the oldest, the most established real estate company in Shasta County, maybe even all of Northern California.
Oh.
I mean, you've been around for what, 50-something years?
57 years.
57 years. I bet the 60th year, you're going to have a big party, and you got to give away a house.
Hey, I'll run point on the first part. No problem. You know, we talk about interest rates. My dad tells the story about the biggest party that House of Realty ever threw it as an office was the day that rates dropped below 10%. They cleaned out the petty cash and threw the biggest party at the office they've ever had.
People don't remember, my age remember that when Carter was in there, the rates were, 18-20% to buy a house, and you couldn't buy a house with that. And, and they were horrible. And then Reagan came in and whatever he did, but then they started dropping.
Yeah, and that's it, too. It's all cyclical. You know, you talk about the stock market, the 401ks and everything else. You know, there's a saying in the investment business that, it's the only industry in the world where people don't want to buy their product when it goes on sale. And that's the truth. You know, stock market goes down. People go, oh, God, no. I don't want to buy anything. We need to sell. We need to sell and stop the losses. Real estate's a little different, but people have kind of a similar attitude. And I think, we haven't seen that yet, panic selling. We certainly saw panic buying over the last 2 years.
Oh, yeah. You were getting full price plus for homes.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they probably needed to be rehabbed.
And even now, you're still seeing in some rare cases in the lower range, if it's priced right, multiple offers on a house.
Yeah.
But they're under list price, not over it.
All right.
And the other one, too, and people have been asking all the time about values. Have home values dropped? I think one of the things that we can't quantify, because we don't have the data, is a year ago, 10 months ago, if somebody bought, you go into an escrow, you put a house on the market, you get 10 offers, and the buyer goes in and says, all right, I want A, B, and C fixed, and I want X, Y, and Z fixed. And maybe they're small items, maybe they're large items, whatever it is. Seller would tell them, hey, go pound sand. I'm going to go take one of the other 9 offers, and they're not going to care about these things that need to be fixed. Now what we're seeing is repairs are having to be made. So people are coming in, buyers are asking for these repairs. Sellers are going, well, gosh, if I don't do these repairs or negotiate on this, this escrow may cancel, and I don't have a buyer waiting in the wings ready to buy this house. Mm-hmm. And I may be waiting longer, and the value may drop in the meantime. So we're certainly seeing a lot of that where – yeah, you may be looking at the price that the home closed at, but there may have been a lot of repair work done. And I think it's critical right now, if you can and you have the time prior to listing, get everything checked out. Do it yourself. Get the inspections. Get a pest inspection. Get a home inspection. If you have a septic tank, get that pumped and inspected. Take a look at the property and go over it and look for any major issues. Address the roof. Address the heating and air. If they're old, you think it's something that may come up in an escrow to be replaced, even if you can't do it right then, get the bids. Know how much it's going to be. You don't want those surprises during the escrow.
That's the, you can buy a homeowner's warranty, which we use. And a lot of times the seller will provide a year's homeowner's warranty to us, to a buyer, and they repair a lot of the big things. It's not like, okay, 2 weeks after you move in, your air conditioning system, you hear this, and you can call the home warranty company. Now, you have to go through the whole rigmarole, but you get it replaced. Is that worth it or not? Does that work or not?
All right, that's a tough topic. Yeah, usually in an escrow, or when you put a contract together, oftentimes you put that year of the home warranty in there. Sometimes the buyer pays, sometimes the seller. A lot of times they split it 50-50. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to give them that little bit of sense of security, especially right after the close of escrow. You say the 2 weeks, we've seen that. We've seen it in 2 days. The water heater goes out, literally you close Friday and it goes out on Sunday, and they go, the seller knew that was going to go out. They knew it was broken. Now you have a major problem.
Oh, yeah.
And that's there to really give both sides a little bit of peace of mind that if something happens shortly after close, that it will be handled that way. It is an insurance product like any other. And there is some benefit to it, but they have changed. in the last few years, the last 5 years.
Okay.
Like a lot of insurance carriers, claims have dropped in terms of what they will cover. Coverage has been reduced. Cost has gone up. You really want to look through the details and go through the cost benefit of whether or not you want to have one. We had one on our house for 5 years. We just canceled it. There were about, I think, the three times we tried to use it, it didn't cover what we needed covered.
Oh.
We had a garage door opener. We had a dryer vent. I'm trying to remember what the third one was. And basically, we just got to a point and said, nope, we're not going to do it anymore. It's no longer worth the value.
So, and let me give the other side of that is we've had two air conditioning systems replaced. We are still into them in the sense of they replaced. Now, part of it was their fault. You know, they didn't put a big enough one in, so they had to come back and do it again. But they did it, and that was $12,000 there for that, somewhere around there. And so, but you're right. They are narrowing what they're going to fix. Like we'll come out and we're going to fix your dishwasher, and we'll continue to fix that POS until the front into the door. Loading door falls off.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
That, you know, I put in $112 a month. That's, you know, $1,200 a year and, around that. And I could, but for small things, plumbing and all that, you can do that. But you get a big one. That's always been my idea behind it.
And that always was the idea, was, yeah. Hey, especially with heating and air.
It's like catastrophic medical insurance.
It is. And, yeah. and you have your homeowners, which really covers a lot of the other potential issues. And heating and air was usually the big selling point. Again, that's why I urge people to really look at these carefully, because on a lot of the newer ones, home warranties, they no longer do the full replacement, yeah, on the heating, right, and air. The other trouble could be the vendors that they use.
And that is a problem too, because you'll get somebody out there that they've come out and they've done their, and I said, oh no, this ain't going to work. And the company I use, they'll bring somebody in, but it's not that day.
And heat wave in June, your AC goes out, they go, yeah, okay, and it takes 6-8 weeks to get the replacement.
If I have a major, and we did have something like that, I always call Alliance Heating and Air. Those guys, cause, you know, we've had a long-term relationship with them, and the owner came out one time at 5 o'clock on a Friday and brought a portable air conditioner with him for us, or a portable air mover, you know. So, yeah, so you've got to know that and as part of it. Anyway, okay, when we come back, I want to talk about, you're on the Planning Commission. The impact on this new, or the changing of the ordinance for short-term rentals, what kind of impact is that going to have? And you and I, you know, listening to what you're saying, that's a good point on it. But because you all have to be the one that goes through the ordinance, right?
Yeah, we're going to go through it line by line.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Rebecca and Henry own the store. Leonard helps out in there. It's getting close to Christmas. They have a sale right around the beginning of December, their yearly sale and their birthday, you know, their anniversary of having the store. Four Winds Jewelry, Linda loves it. I have never been pointed in the wrong direction when I go in there to buy jewelry for Linda or, presents for people. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday. We'll be right back.
Buy dirt, find one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate it serves. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, I'm Amarjit Singh, and I'm running for Anderson City Council. I have been part of the Anderson community for the past 16 years with my family. I work for the Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency and have volunteered for many community organizations over the past 20 years. As a member of the Anderson City Council, I've focused on improving the health, safety, and infrastructure. As Anderson continues to grow, so does the need for more non-profit organizations to help those living below the poverty lines. There's a need for counseling center to support those affected by domestic violence. Also part of my short-term future plans would be a free homework club, a free computer literacy program, free daycare, part-time jobs for local teens, and a cooling center. I would like to build on the city's success by supporting new businesses and local law enforcement and their efforts to reduce crime, including arson, drug abuse, and homelessness. I plan to introduce more services for veterans and seniors. Vote for me, Amarjit Singh, for Anderson City Council.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Amarjit Singh for Anderson City Council.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. I've been blessed to call Shasta County home for most of my life. My husband and I have built a business, served the community, and raised a family all right here in Shasta County. Like many counties, we have our share of complex problems, and those complex problems require real, long-term solutions. Whether addressing homelessness, mental health, or public safety, I can promise I will listen to you, work with you, and fight for you and our community. Vote for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Aaron Resner for Supervisor 2022.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Well, welcome back. It's Cowboy Day. It's 8:38 in the morning. Good morning, everybody, on Friday the 21st. Yes, I'm happy I made it through another week. Well, not yet.
Yeah, it's early.
Morning's not over
yet.
A
couple more minutes. Hold on.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Got my haircut there for 15 years. Never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments. You give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's man's last stronghold. So be prepared on the TV, you know, for golf, hockey, but never Dr. Phil. I'm here with Cameron Middleton, from House of Realty, the, I guess you could say the cornerstone of real estate
agencies. They've been here 57 years. Nobody else has that longevity, so you must be doing something right.
Well, and boy, you give us more props and give us better descriptions than we can come up with. I think I need to write some of these down for the next ad we're going to write. But,
yeah, by the way, we do need a new one.
Yep, we will do that. Advertising's still a big thing, and I'll tell you, in real estate, you really learn that in the down times, it's when you have to work harder. And right now, there's no such thing as just throwing up the sign and waiting for the offers to come in. Everything takes far more work, far more time. Again, you've got a much broader range between what the seller is expecting and what the buyer thinks the place is worth. And it's a lot more work now to actually get a deal together and then get that escrow closed.
Well, you know, in full disclosure here, when Linda moved here in 2005, she bought our home.
Yeah.
From you all. In fact, you were the one that showed her a number of homes. I don't know how many she saw, but she kept coming back to ours. Even though it wasn't in the best street or it wasn't up Sunset Terrace and all that, because she loved that house.
And it's such a neat home and a historic home, frankly, in terms of the families that have lived there over the years. And
you're talking about Linda and I? Oh, you're probably talking about the Carlton family.
I was talking about the Carlton family. Yeah, I mean, but beyond that, you're not historic yet. You're not that old. So, but yeah, and that's it too. I think a lot of people now are able as buyers to go out and be a little pickier. They can take their time. They can choose. Yeah. They don't need to go with the first one and throw out some outrageous offer because they're afraid that they're not going to be able to find anything else. They're going to lose out on bidding wars if they don't get this one home right now. And frankly, as agents, we don't like to see that. The panic buying, the everybody goes, oh gosh, hot market must be great. No, it's
you still need to find the house that's right for you.
You want a balanced market, and at the moment we're there, but I wouldn't say we're a full buyer's market, but we're not a full seller's market either anymore. We're in balance. Question is, where's that going to be in 3-6 months? So.
Okay. Hey, you're on the Planning Commission. Anybody that listens to the station or watches Facebook, I've had this thing about the short-term rentals. My main problem was density and us on the street, the neighbors who have made that a nice street, and all of us have worked on this thing, have no say. And so they're rewriting the ordinance. The Planning Commission, you take that ordinance then and you go through it, what, line by line?
Yes. We'll go through each portion of it. Obviously, since this is going to come before us, and as chairman of the commission, I have to
I realize that, but I just wondered the process of it.
So, yeah, process-wise, so what essentially happened, planning department staff put together some options and some suggestions of their own, presented them to the council last Tuesday night, and council gave direction as to what they would like to see in that ordinance.
And there was some give and take in there. Aaron Reznor is pretty much wants it to be a, you know, open, do anything you want. Maybe not totally. Julie Winters, on the other hand, she's used this term, and I love it, the integrity of a neighborhood. When you get a number of short-term rentals, you no longer have that integrity. But they gave back and forth. There's still some questions on it, but at least they addressed it, and they're giving the homeowners a chance before they grant it, a chance to stand up and say, wait a minute, we have a problem with this for these reasons. And they've changed the dates, how long you have to go. Because I was out of town for 11 days, and guess what? Yep, that was when the appeal went, and they wouldn't give me a day.
Other than that, it was a good trip. But
it was a great trip.
But I think part of this too, I mean, just procedurally, they will then redraft this. They'll bring it to the Planning Commission. We'll go through the items and give our input and make any modifications on a zoning level and a planning level that we recommend. But ultimately, at that point, it then goes back to the City Council, and the City Council is the final say, final authority on the ordinance. For us as well, we really work with the ordinance, with the portion of the municipal code, the law itself, as to what that reads. The council's purview is twofold. It's the actual details and writing of the ordinance, but it's also on the enforcement side. So as planning commissioners, we can't say, yes, pay for another enforcement person, have them do this and this, prioritize that and that. That's a council prerogative.
And they have already said that. And that was a big thing, is they didn't have anybody to enforce it. And they're going to hire an enforcement official, which we need. I can't enforce it. And if the, the quote property manager is sloughing off, I have nowhere to go.
And I think, and from my opinion, that's the biggest piece. Because we've seen some of these in town that you literally almost don't know that they're there. You can live next door and not even realize it's a vacation rental.
Yeah, I understand that.
And other ones that were such bad actors. We had one where the guy turned the garage into a commercial laundromat and had a porta potty sitting out in the next to the driveway. I mean, it really, really bad ones. And, you know, we revoked that particular permit, or essentially we granted the appeal that the neighbors brought forward. We had a public hearing, and it was established he was not a good actor and wasn't making the intent anyway to follow the rules. And we granted the appeal and said, yeah, you're not going to get your license renewal. And so I think the license renewal portion is critical. I've always been a proponent of public engagement and public input, and that we have public hearings for anything that raises to a level of sensitivity that neighbors and people of the community are going to be impacted. Whether that's at the Board of Administrative Review level, Planning Commission, Council, whatever it is, I'm all for having the hearing, having the public input. I think that's procedurally, that's critical. And then it's also critical if there are issues and objections, if that permit is granted and after it's permitted, that there is a renewal process, and that within that renewal process, it's established, hey, is this a good operator, or is this not working? But you need to have that code enforcement personnel. You need to have that enforcement angle, and because if you don't, you're going to end up with bad actors that can go on for 2-3 years.
Because it takes that long. And the big thing for us was density, and they've addressed that with a 1,000-foot radius from that one place. Can't put another one within 1,000 feet. And that's like on our street, that would be like most, that's the rest of the street. And they've addressed other things. Anyway, we got to take a break. And I got a question in the chat room. I'll talk to you during the break about this new housing project. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit readingcivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit readingcivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics. I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Don't miss Warren G's Halloween Bash live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and enjoy live entertainment from Grammy-nominated rap artist Warren G. Also featuring guest DJ Bucky Dungun, one of Redding's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Warren G's Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 29th at 9 p.m.
Must be 21.
Tickets on sale at windriver.com in the River Club.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
My name is John Rieger, and I am voting to re-elect Michael Tequisto to Reading City Council. It's not often that a public servant seeks to put the interest of the citizens of Reading ahead of themselves. As a retired law enforcement officer and veteran, I can tell you that Michael does just that. He has common sense solutions to the many problems that are facing our community. Please join my friends and family in supporting Michael Tequisto in his re-election for Reading City Council.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Michael Tequisto to Reading City Council 2022.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Hopefully, we get a torrent of rain. Not the kind that washes the frogs down the hill, but rain. Nice
and
rain.
Also, just so you know, it's Back to the Future Day.
It's Back to the Future Day.
I didn't know that was a day. But
ooh, well, it should be. I feel like I'm in that sometimes. hey, we're here with Cameron Middleton. And one of the questions that came, Cameron, was a project on Placer in San Francisco.
Yes.
61 homes, or is it a multifamily? Or what?
It is multifamily. And I forgive me, I've been trying to find this on there. This has not come before the Planning Commission yet. So I believe this is at a very early stage, this proposal. So on, yes, the northwest corner of San Francisco and Placer, across there from the Holiday Market Shopping Center, on part of that vacant lot that's been there for a very long time. There is a proposal for, and I want to say it's around 60-ish units, that is low income and very low income housing. And I only found out about it. I saw it on a city council agenda sometime in the last couple of months where the city had to send a letter of support to, I believe it was HCD, the housing division, Housing and Community Development Division of the state of California, regarding grants or housing vouchers for the project. So the agency that is doing this project is still trying to get the funding mechanism, the affordable housing mechanism, they're going through that process. So it really hasn't gone through the full planning process yet. There is a site plan, mm-hmm. which was part of that city council staff packet. I was trying to find the date, was unable to find it so far. But it is in, I would say it was in the last 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
On the city council agenda, and I believe it was the consent calendar, because it was just letter.
So they agreed to it?
No, nothing's been agreed
to. Nothing's been agreed. Because the question in here is, what about the traffic?
They're way before that part of the process.
But that's got to be looked at.
It will be. Traffic will be looked at.
That's a two-lane road right there.
Yeah, sort of one and a half.
One and a half,
With a three-lane stacking now because of what we call a pork chop on the crosswalk there in terms of people coming home from work and then taking the left into Holiday Market. So it'll be interesting how they do that, whether the access will be on – there will have to be access on Placer, probably some on San Francisco maybe. And the other part I would imagine is that I think it's Piper Way. So you go up Cessna, up San Francisco, Cessna Street goes up the hill there, and then Piper Way comes back behind. And it's stubbed out right now, but it can continue through and would probably be the secondary access. And there has been a smaller, I want to say it's a senior home project right next to the church, almost behind West Reading Elementary School that has already been approved, that will back up to the houses on, I think that's Lear Way, because there's different parcels in there. But this new project is a larger project proposed for that specific piece. And again, at this point, they haven't gone through that full planning process. They have a site plan, but it has not been approved. And most of them, I think, were anywhere from, you know, they were 1 and 2 bedroom units. And I want to say there was multiple buildings, may have had up to 6 or 8 units each. Mm-hmm. So like 4 to 8 units per building. So it's a complex of buildings. But they're just at this point still trying to get the housing vouchers. And
is this a local company?
I don't recall who the applicant was. If it was an entity, it would probably be a local nonprofit.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not sure of exactly which company it is.
Okay.
So, but yeah, that's one that will be coming up if they do get what they need from the state in terms of the affordable housing vouchers and other things. That gets kind of complex. Then they will start going really more through the planning process, go through staff, come before the planning commission, and go through with that project.
Great. Well, we need the housing and the, or you think they're going to be continuing, and we only got like a minute here or two, where housing starts have really slowed throughout the United States. Are we kind of holding steady or are we slowed that much?
We at the moment, again, locally, I think we're holding fairly steady. I've maintained that what will determine to what degree the market goes is going to be twofold. Is inflation going to get back under control? So if the Fed's rate hikes work, inflation starts to come down, and that issue's fixed, then they eventually would go into a shallow recession, at which point they start lowering rates. This will be pretty short-lived. If inflation's not under control, it either stays the same or gets worse, and they feel they have to raise rates even further and put us into a deeper recession, and we end up with a rash of foreclosures, then it's going to get worse. We're going to see larger price declines. We don't see the wave of foreclosures. Inflation's under control. Locally, I think we'll be okay. And I think material prices are going to start to come down, which I think is a good thing. That needs to happen.
That needs to happen. The supply chain.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of information here in the last hour. So, as usual, thank you very much for being here. Because you're head of the Planning Commission, you've got a lot of insight that other people don't, like being able to talk about the question about the proposed 61 units up there.
And that may change substantially between now and then.
It may go to 30, depending on a lot of things. I mean, it could go down and only because I'm just looking at the traffic part. There's got to be multiple ways in, out of there.
Yeah, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. You have a nice weekend. And I want to remind everybody that on Sunday, October 23rd, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the River Park Amphitheater near the Sundial Bridge, they're having a free event there that provides folks with voter registration information as well as an open meet and greet some of the local candidates. I'm saying some because I can't say all the local candidates. I'll say there's some of them going to be there, maybe all of them. It'll give you a chance to do that. It's 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday at the amphitheater on the Sundial Bridge. Everybody have a great day and have a great weekend. Let's all hope we get the rain, as we said. And final thoughts for today, God bless America.
No, I won't back down.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.
At the gates of hell, but I won't.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.